Romans 9:22-29. The riches of his glory and the depths of his love. Lego building plan. My grandkids often play with Legos. They may always make something different. They can make ships, buildings, airplanes, and many other interesting things. It would be incredible if my 7-year-old grandson said, "Grandpa, I have plans to make a building out of Legos. It will be completed in 50 years, and it will contain great treasure." God's plans for us span across time and eternity. Of course, my grandson's Lego building plan is like a grain of sand compared to God's plans for us, which include sharing the riches of his glory and all the treasures that are ours in Christ. God is not building a toy house with Legos. He is building his kingdom using his people, both Jews and Gentiles. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, open the eyes of our hearts and minds to understand your word. Teach us and speak to us through your Spirit today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. So let's read beginning at verse 22. What if God, intending to show his wrath and make his power known, bore with great patience the vessels of his wrath prepared for destruction? Verse 23. What if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the vessels of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory, including us, whom he has called not only from Jews, but also from the Gentiles? The meditation question is, who are vessels of his wrath and vessels of his mercy? How has God made known to us the riches of his glory? When the believers in Rome read Paul's words in Romans 9, they, like us, may have struggled to grasp the magnitude of Paul's statements. They were probably wondering, what about us? What does this, or how does this apply to us now? Paul was trying to bring his teaching into focus in the following verses for the people he was writing to in Rome, which included both Jews and Gentiles. Verses 22 and 23 can be summarized as follows. God shows great patience to vessels of his wrath, like Pharaoh, in order to reveal the riches of his glory to us, who are vessels of his mercy, both Jews and Gentiles. I will repeat just to be clear. God's grand plan is to reveal the riches of his glory to us and through us, his people, who are made up of both Jews and Gentiles. We are vessels of his mercy. We have been chosen and saved by grace. Some people are vessels of destruction. God did not create evil, but he does use evil to fulfill his purposes. Those who are saved only by the mercy of God. Those who are lost only because of their refusal to repent and respond to God. So we are not any better or more righteous than non-believers, but we have been made righteous and forgiven through the blood of Christ. This is true of both Jews and Gentiles. Paul included himself in verse 24 when he said, God has called us, both from among Jews and Gentiles, to be vessels of his mercy and to know the riches of his glory. As I said above, I think it is hard for someone to understand the magnitude of Paul's teaching, and it is also hard to grasp the depth of God's love for his people. God's goal is not just to restore us to membership in an organization, but to restore us so that we may live in a love relationship with him. Ultimately, as written in verses 22 and 24, he will reveal the riches of his glory to us and through us because of his great love for us. The next meditation question is, describe the heart of God towards the people of Israel and towards the Gentiles from verses 25 to 29. God made it clear in the Old Testament scriptures that some of the people of Israel would no longer be the people of God but that many non-Jews would become his people. To grasp these verses from Paul quoted from Hosea, it is important to know the backstory. Hosea was a prophet around 750 BC. He married a woman named Gomer, who was unfaithful to him and became a prostitute. Of course, this was very painful to Hosea, but it was also a picture of God's relationship with Israel. The nation had become unfaithful to God. They did not love him as their husband, but were like a prostitute, worshiping many other gods and idols. Let's read Romans 9:25 and 26, which Paul quoted from Hosea 2:23 and Hosea chapter 1, verse 10. In verse 25 of Romans 9, as he says in Hosea, I will call them my people who are not my people, and I will call her my beloved who is not my beloved. Verse 26, it will happen in the very place where it is said of them, it was said of them, you are not my people, they will be called the sons of the living God. This is from Hosea 1, verse 10. These verses are a bit hard to understand because the prophet Hosea applied them to Israel, but Paul also applies them to the Gentiles. God temporarily rejected Israel because of their unfaithfulness, saying, you are not my people. But through Hosea, God called those who were no longer his people, my people. God promised to call those whom he said he did not love, my beloved. He said he would call those people who were not his people, my people, and the sons of the living God. I know this is a bit confusing, but here's the point. God loved his people, Israel, but rejected them because of their sin and unfaithfulness. However, he still loved them and wanted to restore them to himself. The Gentiles were also not God's people, but he loved them also. Now they are called God's people, his beloved, and his children. This all happened through the grace of the cross. God has great compassion, great patience, and great love, even for people who fail and fall away from him. Sometimes people depart from God and wander in sin, but the heart of God is always to restore them back and bring them back to himself. Let's read verses 27 and through 29 of Romans chapter 9. Beginning with verse 27, Isaiah cries concerning the people of Israel, though the number of the Israelites is like the sand of the sea, only a remnant will be saved. For the Lord will carry out his sentence on the earth thoroughly and decisively. Verse 29, it is just as Isaiah foretold, unless the Lord of hosts had left us descendants, we would become like Sodom. We would have resembled Gomorrah. God loved Israel as a man loves his wife. His heart was broken because the people had rejected him. They disobeyed him and worshiped other gods. We can sense the sadness in God's heart from the words of Isaiah. The physical descendants of Abraham were like the sand of the sea, but only a few, only a remnant, will be saved. Apart from the Lord, they would have been completely destroyed, like Sodom and Gomorrah. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your great love and patience for us. Thank you for loving us even when we fail or stray from you. Thank you for your great plan to reveal the riches of your glory to us and through us. Show us the depth of your love for us and for the world as we study and share your word. In Jesus' name, amen.